Our meetings are broadcast live on the website. They are streamed on our website. So if that is okay with you and with the rest of the members of the committee, we'll go ahead with the streaming. So what I would like to do is to introduce His Excellency the Greek Ambassador, Mr. Rallis, and we would ask the Ambassador to give us a short presentation on the priorities of the Greek presidency for the next 6 months, starting from January, of course. And what we will do is to hear out the Ambassador first, and then we can have a round of questions and comments from the members of the committee, and then later you can give us your feedback to the comments from the committee. So, Mr. Ambassador, I'd like you to take the microphone and give us 10-15 minutes introduction, please.
Okay, so thank you. It is, I have to say, it's a great pleasure for me to be here today to give you just the opportunity to briefly outline to you and to the audience which are next to us on the parameters of the priorities of the Greek presidency of the Council of the European Union during the first semester 2004. Having been more than 5 years in Malta myself, the least I have to say is that at the Embassy of the Hellenic Republic, not only we respect this society, but we feel integrated. So, to such an extent that we feel the Maltese people's values, principles, and priorities as ours. This is very helpful, and with such a perspective, we look forward to continue the cooperation during the Greek presidency. Contrary to what some people believe, that they assume that small countries do not have the potential to carry out a successful EU presidency, we strongly believe that small countries have flexibility and adaptability much more than bigger ones, and the ongoing changes, it's to their interest to demonstrate the best of their abilities to promote the European cause in a balanced way. The EU has been a unique exercise that has been conceived by extraordinary European politicians in the middle of the aftermath of the World War II. Greece, to use now the short name of the country, Hellenic Republic is the formal, and Greece the short. Both of them equally official names to the United Nations system. Is committed to advance the European cause, especially at the moment that the European building is undergoing one of its most critical phases, a very important, tremendous task. Very briefly, I'll tell you this is the fifth time Greece will have the presidency. We had in 1983, second semester, 88, second semester, in Rhodes, 1994, in Corfu, familiar to you, there are 3,000 Greeks of Maltese origin, who although they don't speak the Maltese language, are conscious of their origin. Even the mayor of Corfu is Maltese, Mikalev, the Archbishop Spiteri, and should be rather considered as the eighth Maltese island. I say that and I pull the leg of my Italian colleagues. So, it is during the last Greek presidency in 2003, it was very important for Malta, you know, as you know. Malta was in Athens, and it was the signing ceremony for the accession treaty of the 10 candidates. And okay, so now, the Greek presidency priorities. The priorities areas of our presidency are closely linked with the pressing needs of the European citizen. The speed of our reaction must match the seriousness and urgency of the problems European citizens face. Otherwise, it's useless to make an exercise between us, the politicians, the diplomats, the journalists. No, we are here to serve the European citizens. This is our aspiration, and if we have to be successful, we have to provide good answers to our unknown people. We have actually to tackle the economic and financial crisis by safeguarding our common currency through the deepening of the European Monetary Union. The second is dealing with recession and unemployment. So boosting growth. And then we have to to secure our external borders and forcing us to deal immediately with immigration issues. This is basic lines. Apart from these three priority areas, we have an horizontal thematic, one that will run across all priority areas, namely European Union sea policies. Malta, Greece, Cyprus, we are maritime nations, Italy, Spain, so we have to stick on that. Okay, I'll go to elaborate very shortly each one, and of course details I can always provide. The first priority, promoting growth, employment, and cohesion. Full and effective implementation of the Compact of Growth and Jobs will be the core of our work. This includes inter alia, to promote particularly to increase the access to loans for the small and medium enterprises, because those are who really hit the economy, to countries like Greece. The small and medium, of course, we are proud to have big companies, but actually the small and medium gives the job opportunities to the people to stop being unemployed. By implementing this, we have to promote labor market mobility in the public sector, if for whatever the reason was, or even to the private sector, we have to encourage the mobility, so it's the best use of them. And then we have to have advanced talks to have strategic partners on a free trade agreement, so to bring more business partners. So I don't go to details to this first priority, but I'm ready, of course, to... So the second priority, it is deepening the Union, especially the European Monetary Union. I can give you a copy if you wish, don't lie. The second priority of the Greek presidency is deepening the economic and monetary union and dealing with recession and unemployment. This is fundamental for our societies. We don't have good eyes to see our people if we don't provide answers to that. It's not possible to have two countries, 30-40% of young people unemployed. We have to do something. This is for good. In this direction, the presidency will seek to advance negotiations on the banking union. Also, to given the tight schedule because of the upcoming elections of the European Parliament, the Greek presidency will strive to put forward legislative measures to tackle issues concerning tax fraud, tax evasion, as well as the financial transaction tax. But this in consultation with partners, because we are aware of sensitivities of partners. A special emphasis will be attached to the social dimension of the European Monetary Union, but also to measures enhancing transparency, etc. Okay, banking union, have so many details, but I'll go forward. Migration. Border management and mobility of Union citizens and European security, internal and external. The migration issues is fundamental. The third priority is the efficient tackling of illegal immigration while safeguarding respect for human rights, the promotion of legal migration and mobility, as well as synergies between migration and development. This has been elaborated during the last visit of my Prime Minister, 21st of October, and discussed with your Prime Minister of Malta, Muscati. In view of the completion of the Stockholm program, which ends in 2014, the Greek presidency intends to work towards the adoption of a successor program for the next 4 years, 2014-2018, focusing on cooperation with third countries on the issue of management of migratory flows, increasing funding for EU countries that are particularly burdened by the influx of immigrants, and promoting the common asylum policy. This is of special interest for Malta. To this end, the establishment of the task force for the Mediterranean is an important but first step towards the right direction. So developing the area, we have to make stopping, reducing the illegal immigration in an efficient way while safeguarding respect for human rights. It's checks and balances. Improving and better organizing the illegal migration, facilitating mobility, enhancing synergies between migration and growth. As this topic is of great importance for Greece and Malta, I'm going to elaborate a little more. Actually, we have to link financial assistance to third countries with their progress on fighting illegal migration and cooperation on issues such as asylum, readmission and returns. This is sure. To increase the European funding to countries bearing the biggest share of the burden of illegal migration. Third, we have to proceed with deepening our common asylum policy through implementing the very meaning of the principle of solidarity and equal sharing of burden. It's not burden sharing, but equally. It is equity, equally. It is, in the long run, it is essential to build a permanent mechanism on asylum which will distribute people seeking asylum to EU member states according to a series of criteria such as population, GDP and others. Now, let us say two words on the task force for the Mediterranean that we decided to form it at the European Council in October. We can consider it as an important first step towards the right direction. It's not enough. It's not the best. The conclusions of that meeting reflected just the determination of all of us to address a particularly difficult and multi-faced problem in a European way. It was a basic first step in the right direction to agree that the problem should be addressed to the extent possible at the place of origin. Not when they arrive to Malta, but before they arrive. At the same time, we must take action to stop human trafficking criminal networks. As my Prime Minister said during the meeting had with your Prime Minister, this continues happening because we have never punished traffickers. We have to start thinking on that. We have to make them to stay out of job, actually. The task force should present results before the end of this year, so we have another 20 days. The work of the post-Stockholm strategic guidelines will offer the opportunity to elaborate on a long-term approach to the problem. Now, we finish with the three priorities and go to the horizontal thematic, the EU sea policies. Apart from the priority areas, our presidency has said Greece will introduce a horizontal thematic that will run across all three priority areas, namely the European Union sea policies. We aim to introduce a horizontal thematic running across, and this, the main idea of this thematic is to redefine and relaunch the EU maritime policy in all its aspects. The objective will be the adoption of a text on maritime policy strategy at the June 2014 European Council, highlighting two dimensions, security and growth. So here the maritime nations have an increased saying on that, because sometimes the consumers face situations that bureaucrats, they produced legislation that had nothing to do with market realities. The sea is an area of privilege in terms of knowledge and action for Greece, and there is an exhaustive source of growth and prosperity for the whole of Europe. Being a traditional maritime country, Greece acknowledges the great potential opportunity that maritime and marine activities hold for the EU economy as a whole, provided that they are sustainable. At the same time, Europe has obvious strategic interests that justify the urge to bring to the fore and deal with security problems of sea borders management. The main idea of this thematic is to redefine, as I said, and relaunch the EU maritime policy. Now, in all its aspects, more particularly, and I finish with that, the Greek presidency will strive to build on the integrated maritime policy in the marine and maritime agenda for growth and jobs, including seabed mapping, and blue energy, as well as developing the indigenous energy resources of the European Union as an additional factor of limiting energy dependence of Europe. Promote cooperation synergies of Coast Guard services. Push for implementation of maritime spatial planning to update the EU maritime strategy in the area of transport, to adopt the EU strategy for the Adriatic and Ionian Seas, to promote nautical coastal tourism, this is very important for you too, shape a European maritime security strategy. Just to conclude, we can say that this is going to be a very particular, a busy, and hopefully very productive semester. While the dissolution of the European Parliament in May means that we have a tight schedule to keep during the first semester of our presidency, as far as legislative work is concerned, the second trimester is going to be equally busy, as it provides a good opportunity to have political strategic debates on the most pressing issues and give political guidance and direction for the next trio presidency. Already, we're working very closely with the Italians, who will succeed us in July in order to have as smooth a transition as possible from one trio presidency to another and ensure that the necessary follow-up work will be taken forward. Before finishing, I would like just to make a description, because our audience they can't see it. It is the logo of the Greek EU presidency. Is a sailing ship, which you can see it, you can use it in the, like United we sail together, or we use the letters Europe, our common quest, or we can promote our country. And then I'm going to send all of you an information dossier with the website, which has you can anyone can choose which are the areas of their concern, so to have their the information easily, etc. So I'd like to thank you very much, and I'm ready to answer anything.
Mr. Ambassador, thank you very much for your clear comments. I will go around and have some comments from the members of this committee. I'd like to just point out some, maybe just to start off the discussion. I'm sure the Compact for Growth and Jobs that you have described is an extremely important priority of your presidency, because as you point out, having countries with 25, 30, even 40% of youth unemployment is a crisis for the European Union, and it's something that we need to face together, and I'm sure we need to work to try and solve as soon as possible. So Compact for Growth and Jobs, I'm sure, is a very important priority. But of course, you also mentioned the second priority, which is the question of migration, which is high on our political agenda, as it is on yours and on other southern European countries. We are expecting a lot from the Greek presidency on the question of migration. We are expecting nothing less than possible revision of the Dublin II Treaty. We are very unhappy with the clauses of the Dublin II Treaty. We believe that the principle of free movement within the European Union must be extended not only to the citizens of the European Union, but also to refugees who are guests in our countries. And we therefore expect from a South European country like us to work with our other European partners to do nothing less than revise the Dublin II Treaty. I know it's a big ask, but this is what we are expecting from your presidency. I also would like to hear some comments from you regarding the fact that within your presidency we are going to have the European Parliament elections. And as you are aware, there is a substantial democratic deficit between the European citizens and the European institutions. I would like to hear what the Greek presidency has in mind to decrease this democratic deficit and bring the European Union closer to the European citizens, especially in the light of the upcoming MEP elections. Before you give me your comments back, I maybe would like to ask the rest of the members of this committee to have their comments as well. Minister Vella, shall we start with you?
Yes, Your Excellency, I would have also thought that one of the comments, you have to excuse me, because One of the common sectors which we share as well is the sector of tourism. And this sector, as you know, is closely, very closely linked to economic growth, job provider, and so on. We perhaps would like to see tourism included as well as one of the priorities, also due to the fact that tourism in some of the Mediterranean countries, including Malta and Greece, is one of the major contributors to our GDP. For us it's very important, especially for all the Mediterranean countries, because whereas tourism contributes at an average 4-5% in the bigger economies, in countries like Malta, for example, its contribution is much higher, it's 25% when we're talking about direct contribution to GDP. And we would like to see what we can together present to the European Union regarding issues which are hindering tourism, like the question of visas, accessibility within the Mediterranean itself, the Mediterranean dimension of tourism, because one third of global tourism is flowing into the Mediterranean, but yet it's not given the importance that we feel it should be given. So what I'm suggesting is perhaps when it comes to economic growth and so on, we should identify tourism and the issues which are being looked at bottlenecks of tourism development should be included as well, especially visas.
Thank you, Mr. Vella. Honorable Patrick.
I would like to thank you for your presentation. But from the presentation, you are putting a lot of emphasis on the maritime sector. In fact, even the logo with the ship and the flag, it seems that we share particular concerns because we are both countries in the Mediterranean. But you didn't mention about the fisheries sector, which also is an important sector for us and also to Greece. What is the policy or the vision of the Greek presidency with regards to fisheries?
Dr. Francis Vamidemek.
Ambassador, it is always a pleasure to have a discussion with you, because I think we can all confirm from both sides of the house that the sense of friendship between our two respective countries and between the two respective peoples is a very strongly felt one. And we know also on your own part how much you value that proximity and coordinating with us in our relations. So I think a word of gratitude is deserved in that respect. Certainly a word of good luck and best wishes on the occasion of assuming the presidency. I think this will be a great occasion, of course, to give very strong signals with regard to the whole European system, as you rightly emphasized. But also when one is addressing issues which are related to economic growth, to the economic situation, to further deepening of economic factors in the light, of course, of the recent past and situation. Not least in Greece, I think in itself serves to extend a positive message in favor of Europe and what being European is all about. I would say that the fact that there is a sense of synergy between Malta and Greece is certainly reflected in the priorities chosen by the Greek presidency, because it is immediately clear that you are dealing with various issues that are, of course, of direct relevance to us. I would in particular also here referring to the statement that had been made by our Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Venizelos, who when referring to the concept of growth said that what we need to avoid most is precisely the danger of jobless growth, because at the end of the day, what purpose would growth serve? It is not seeping down to more employment, to people actually working. And if you would like maybe to elaborate, therefore, on the emphasis that you will be giving on actual job creation as a component of growth, rather than growth without job creation. I think that would certainly be of interest. Equally, of course, interesting is what you state about the integration of the Eurozone. The question of the banking union has been on the cards for some time, and if there are specific initiatives that will be made in this regard, I think that is of obvious importance. You would certainly be aware of the Malta stand with regard to transactions tax. At the end of the day, it is a question of preserving for the different states within the European Union the flexibility to remain competitive. And by remaining competitive, for all of the European Union to remain competitive vis-à-vis other trading blocs, vis-à-vis Asia, vis-à-vis the United States. And therefore, that is one area which certainly needs to be handled very delicately. I welcome the fact that you also said in this regard that there will be a discussion with partners. But perhaps further elaboration and sensing from you that much as one wants deepening, one also wants a degree of caution that creates competitiveness and creates Europe, but certainly individual countries maintaining their competitive edge in various sectors is obviously a factor which in itself is linked to growth. So the second priority would need to be kept in perfect coordination with the first priority in that respect. It is certainly very welcome as well that you are placing particular emphasis on the social dimension. Again, certainly music to my ears and to our ears, because when we talk of economic growth, economic deepening, of banking union, sometimes it's all about figures and sometimes it's all about issues which are measured in those kind of figures. But now the figures need to factor in such areas as the social dimension, which is of great importance. Of course, the third and fourth priorities would be the ones which link most with immediate issues that are of direct relevance to Malta. I am referring to the migration borders mobility. You would certainly, again, in this respect, be aware of Malta's insistence on more concrete forms of burden sharing and maybe setting definable targets. You would be aware that this is a target which is still elusive to the country as a whole, and therefore your own position in this regard would be of relevance to us, and also your own position on the question of legal obligations pertaining to member countries that coordinate rescue operations. You are aware that Malta's position, consistent Malta position across governments, is that the country that coordinates a rescue mission should not be burdened with then the responsibility of offering itself a harbor of actual disembarkment to the persons that have been rescued at sea in line with international obligations. And again, the maritime policy matter is one which has certainly been pursued by Malta. We are two countries that place strong emphasis on the facilities we offer, not least with regard to ship registration, but other aspects of maritime policy. Two countries that depend strongly on maritime policy. It is a dimension itself, of course, of the not only of the European characteristics of Greece and Malta, but also of our Mediterranean part of the identity which we represent. And if one can again elaborate in that regard, it would be welcome for us. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much. Does Mr. Demek any other comments? Honorable Farrugia.
Thank you, Your Excellency, for coming here before us with your presentation. I would like to know how your presidency is going to enhance, if there are any intentions of enhancing the concept of a Mediterranean Union, not only on economic and financial matters, but mostly on cultural, historical identity matters, more in keeping with what my colleague, Mr. Carmen Uvela, the Minister of Tourism, was implying. And why am I saying this? One of the main areas where more jobs can be created directly is in the tourism sector, the services sector. And as you very well know, especially particularly the Mediterranean area, which is so culturally rich, can be a focus of attraction for the ever-growing Asian tourism, American tourism, but particularly the Asian tourism. So in that area, if we can create, or you can create as your partner in the presidency, more awareness of what Europe can offer to these areas which are growing in their tourism potential, I think that would help a lot in creating more jobs. So European identity, as Honorable Zamit Dimek was saying, has to come out very, very well in your presidency. At least that is what I think. And culturally and identity-wise, we have to make a strong case for Europe to be an even more attractive destination for areas which are seeking to send more tourists in the near future. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We don't have any other comments, Your Excellency. I invite you to reply and maybe round up the discussion first.
So I'll start with the tourism. It is included to the horizontal EU maritime strategy, promote nautical and coastal tourism. On purpose, we didn't elaborate too much, because actually, all the tourists, they see Malta, Italy, Greece, Turkey, Cyprus, is integrated all. They would like to visit all the country, and they are very upset when they have a problem with their visas, etc. So we are absolutely aware, and we started silently to work on that. We solved with Turkey, we solved with other countries, and then, although we don't dispose of details, our mind is that we can invite all the tourists from all azimuths. All the markets should be invited to come here, and once they come here, to have their facility without having to bother to make 16 queues to 16 consulates to get a visa for Greece, for Malta, for Turkey. This is very embarrassing for them. We could try to find a way out, so once they are on board, to be in a position, to go out of the ship to visit Malta, to visit. Otherwise, if someone from Laos, from China, from India, has to make 16 queues to get a visa for EU, a visa for Egypt, a visa for Libya, a visa, it's really a disaster. So we're losing, and someone else is getting them. So we have to be practical. It is the common interest to, not to next year, quickly, ASAP, as soon as possible, to find a way out. If others don't understand that, we have to force them to understand. We have to do it with tactics have to be involved. Because if you openly say, modify your Schengen provisions, we are losers. So we have to do it. So this is on that. Second, concerning the immigration, the Dublin, as you mentioned, of course it is too, but as you know how willing and relaxing are the others, who started as good Mediterraneans, you, us, from the back door. Those days, EU signed with Turkey a readmission for the illegal immigrants, so they can be sent back to Turkey, not to be locked in EU. Either this, because it is a good start to modify the Dublin III from the back door. Of course, we need to attack it straightforward, but we start from that. After signing with Turkey and other countries, then we are going to say, you don't need any more the Dublin, which but we need tactics. The best thing is that, like my Prime Minister explained here in Malta, we have to slightly increase the number of legal immigrants, but to be adamant on the illegal immigrants. Adamant. We have to discourage the traffickers to bring them. We have to discourage third countries, and he mentioned one Asian country, it's not appropriate to say names, that the whole EU has to stop dealing commercially with that country at the moment that if that country does not accept repatriation of illegal immigrants who come to Malta, who come Then, about the transaction tax, etc.
Of course, it's very close with independence of some countries.
Because?
To say that forward.
But as you know, we are not the majority. We have to involve all our best skills and tactics. Because sometimes the so-called Euro bureaucrats, either in Brussels or to other big European countries, they take their computers, their Excels, and they make some calculations and don't realize that actually they kill the whole economies of countries. It's closely to financial independence of money. It's the whole society, because if they don't have interest to come to Malta, actually it's losing jobs, unemployment will increase. It's national. It has to the most possible way to remain within jurisdiction of national countries. But I repeat, tactics have to be invoked on that. Otherwise, when we are not a majority, we are losers. We have to do that. Then, about fisheries. Since my arrival in Malta, I have a friend here whose first name is John. His family name, the same with me, R. He taught me how to like and to understand the case of the tuna in Malta, and explaining to me that, it is not only EU, Mediterranean. If the fishes can go 10 meters out the border, and then other countries, they can do whatever they like. So, as it is not a case of like shipping, it is to have the Euro bureaucrats almost to dictate. They have to understand the realities, that it is how important part of an economy is fishing for Malta. For Malta, is more important the fishing than in a northern European country to make mobile telephones. You have to let each country, where has a special advantage, at least to channel its energy. Malta needs the fishing, and we can't stop it. Otherwise, Malta is not has no the same opportunities with other countries. We don't have railways to bring the goods from Malta to Italy. We need a ship or air transport. This increases the cost. It's not on an equal basis with the others. So we have to let each country economy to build around its own special advantages. But I don't have more details on that. I'll remember, and I'm going to come back during the next weeks, because what I forgot to answer, it is the main topic is that you said about the European Parliament, the elections. After the month of April, the EU Parliament is dissolved, actually. And then we have the elections. And then the Commission, although it's typically by the end of the year, actually, until the new Commission takes place, so not to lose the whole year, we decided with Italy to work together the whole year. This is why my Prime Minister came first to Malta. They had a discussion with the Prime Minister of Malta. And then he flew to Roma. He met the Prime Minister of Roma, and then they coordinated three of them, and then they went to Brussels. They had so this will happen again and again and again, either physically or by telephone or by any means or pigeon, whatever you baptize. It is the closer cooperation, myself as ambassador here, what your prime ministers of either the previous one or the current one asked me to talk with my Prime Minister. Within an hour, my Prime Minister called your Prime Minister. We see it as a Malta. We don't make any discrimination. We see it as Malta, as Maltese people. For us, this is an integrated whole. And to make a last comment, I came from, I had as a diplomat, I've been to London 5 years, to Paris 5 years, why Malta? For strong reasons. In 1926, my father's brother passed away in Malta. And then, during the Second World War, the other brother of my father came to Malta with his submarine. And I was 5 years old, and I learned from my uncle, the admiral, that because we brought our submarines in Malta, someone third wanted to bomb our submarines. But instead of bombing our submarines, bombed the cultural heritage of Malta. So now they have to understand that they have still to redress the balance and to help Malta to restore all this cultural heritage, because it has been damaged, not because the Maltese did anything, but because we brought our submarines, to be friendly. So since childhood I had this impression, and I liked Malta from then. And when I had the opportunity, here I am, and I decided to respect the society, and I stayed a full term, 5 years, by next summer. Thank you.
Mr. Emmers, we're very glad that you, your childhood memories brought you here, because you had a very fruitful discussion today, and I'm sure these 5 years have been of immense help to us as a nation. And we hope that you will continue to be of service to your country and to us in the position that you currently occupy. I'm also very happy to hear you say that the Greek presidency will be cooperating with the other European Mediterranean countries, because we believe that there's a very strong bond between us and we should increase this bond. And I have to thank you very much for the time that you found to be with us today and for your clear ideas. I'm sure we'll have more to discuss within the next weeks and months, and I'm sure have other opportunities to meet again to discuss progress over the next 6 months and over the next year. Once again, thank you very much, and all the best for Christmas and the New Year.
Thank you.
Now, John, you can take that. That was the word in Greek, intro.
So you can keep these photos. You can. Thank you. Yes. You have to work. Otherwise,
they don't. Anyway, they don't pay you.
So.
لكن نطلبكم أفتت من فيهرة اللي نرجو تفرسا لكن دن ستياخ. Thank you. أنا كمبرنا أرك من بورتاش فورسي. ملا اشتقت اللي نبقاو فورسي باللي أن كان أبرفاو المنوتي تلخر لقا تلكم متاعت اللي لقا اللي كان نفت اثني فالجمالي عديد اكممش ċi korrezzjonijiet, għanna għadhom bħala provati. Ġo. Għanna d-du għall-item li ħarrija korrespondenza, għanna numru ta' korrespondenza li nixtieq niġbed tal-attenzjoni ta' dal-Kumitat. L-ewwel waħda hija komunikazzjoni jew komunikat minn Brussell. Jkolli ngħid b'Malti tal-Google da għax naħseb suppost biex ikklarifikaw imma il-Malti tiegħu huwa naqra diffiċli biex tifhmu. Però dan hija bażikament hija ittra b'reazzjoni għal notu li konna batna li kien baddan il-komitat viġini ta' din is-sena għall-Kummissjoni dwar ma kienx reason opinion ma kienet tra dwar il-komunikati kellu xi qasam mas-saħħa benessri tal-annimali u pjanti u daw batulna nota biex jispjegaw il-pożizzjoni tal-Kummissjoni naturalment dinha ma kienx reason opinion aħna biżbidna l-attenzjoni tagħhom illi kien hemm xi kwistjoni speċjalment fuq derrilna aħna proporzjonalità u nnotaw il-litra tagħna imma naturalment dinha ma kienx taqsam xejn ma jilgħu u ħaġa oħra. Għandna nota wkoll li din naħseb jiena qal importanti li nsemmiha mill-Commission ukoll dwar il-reasoned opinion li batna fuq l-European Public Prosecutor's Office. Niftakru aktar tard aktar kmin din is-sena konna batna reasoned opinion u flimkien ma' numru ta' parlamenti oħra kien hemm 14 parlament li bat reasoned opinion u allura kien qed qabżet it-threshold tal-yellow card. Il-Commission kien batet inna tgħidilna li ħa tikkonsidra tivvedi xi pożizzjoni tagħna, messa reġgħet kitbet inna lura kitbet mhux lilna partikolarment imma kitbet itra l-istess itra lill-Parlamenti kollha biex tgħid li ħa nara in conclusion in the light of batet communication, jiġifieri mhux biex itra biss. In the light of the above, tispjega għal-fletax il-forċata raġunijiet għalfej qed ngħid hekk. The Commission concludes that its proposal complies with the principle of subsidiarity enshrined in Article 50, Rec. 3, on the Treaty of the European Union, and that a withdrawal or an amendment of that proposal is not required. The Commission therefore maintains it. During the legislative process, the Commission will, however, take due account of the recent opinions of the National Parliament. Kalma wahda, the Commission attajt illi minkejja li jelow kard illi tajnija għanna finkim u l-kattax il-Parlament jihur ħajbqa' għaddejjin bil-proposta tal-EPPO, tal-European Public Prosecutor's Office. Din l-ittra hija il-communication nistgħu nibatuha lill-membri kollha x'min nix nirċevin. Issa il-bira fil-għaxija ikkomunikaw ma John u mbagħad ovvjament miegħi. Illi għada għal nofsinhar ħajkun hawn u għal nofsinhar biss il-Ministru tal-Affarijiet Barranin tal-Kosovo. U tal-buna jekk aħna nistgħu x insibu ħin biex nintgħu miegħu. Nara xort notice minnu mal-għada praktikament mill-bira mal-għada insomma. Il-ħin li nistgħu nidentifikaw li huwa jkun disponibbli xi ritin tagħmel speaker ma' Ministru tal-Affarijiet Barranin u li forsi jkollna siegħa li nistgħu nintgħu miegħu huwa s-sitta ta' għada wara nofsinhar. Jekk fis-sitta. Għax imbagħad fis-seba' għandu meeting mal-Ministru tal-Affarijiet Barranin allura qed jiġi hawnhekk jintgħu magħna jibqa' sejjer miegħu. Naf li diffiċli. Jiena tlabtu biex kont iktar imma qalilna le, mhux hemm problemi. Ma l-speaker kmin u għanu s-sena, pero kmin u għanu s-sena jina personalment ma nistax. Għanna tlabni biex nintaw xil-ħamsa, ħamsa u nofs, ma għallu ma jistaw xil-sitta nizzet kmin għalli s-sitaw. Fis-seba u xe. Dina għalli xe, jett nistaw kunu xil-sitta l-nis. Seħ il-kwarti. Issa ħan jitorgu brief il-lemma fi għana batu għilkom. Id-dispeċina short notice imma short notice li d-naw kol. Naħseb il-xistama tista dina għanti tajt għal-kol għaddi ġa, il-CV tija. Tajt, un-bat kif konna l-għanna batu għal. Un-bat u kol għanna more or less jenna nafu li ġej il-Viċi President tal-European Commission Sefcovic, Malta fjannar,
وطلبنا اللي كل سفينة تأمانا والجرانة هيكون باي 29 to 31 January Days in 29 January 31st for synchronous to Subusia, the vice president of the European Commission, Mario Sefcovic. كل حميس ما نفسنا نحيا سبحيارين سنراول سنتكلم لأميركا نسيبون برو سيبوني لأننا دا سيك شانس alright أنا أقول فوق الأجندة نمرو تا بروبوستي و ريغولامنتي بيش نراو نحبا سوسيدياري تا ينشتات فورسي بالبرمستا كومو يو فورسي نكالي ديسكوتو il-lemin flok u d-naraw il-kull dokument un-diskutu għawnek daw ikunu ċekolati minn qabel ġifiri jek kunem xaħn xie proposte u xie dokument partikolari li nixtuq un-diskutu dejjem kenni tkun disponibli li namlu jek għanzi jek kunna fu minn qabel aħjar pero jina xtaqti li forse nazlu dokumenti u t-nej minn daw li xie li għanna un-nitlu fjom naqrizda fil-dettal مفلوق نرى 20 ونعملو منو تفوق كل ويهات ومنها ما كنا نعرف في الفترة 20 كنا دين ديسكوت من شكوت منهم ديجا عالقو أن أهران يالقو عادة وأهران يالقو في النار
أن دوك لي عالقو عالقو مستنى مشاهد وعادة دوك لي جاي أصلو دوك لي عالقو عادة انش عجور جنتي في يوم نجدو نرعو
كل تانت anka wata jikun għal, u xorta nistun ibaħt, u għata ta' palma minna għavej. Pero, jina u kenit tajni jom daqqa tajn daw li għanna, u li sibna li forsi anka minn parlamenti uħrajn diġa għamu xie movement fuqom, kienet wahda li hija komunikazzjoni 721, li għandu xtaqsam fuq sistema ta' tal-vet. Jina jek kom taqblu, naħseb nistaw nibdu naddotaw di l-prassi fi dal komitat nifluq nara għom kolla jikun nċakular għom kolla għalli kukunem xaħat li t-għabacċu għada partikolari jek informani għani 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 għani
għani għani għani għani għani għani għani għani għani għani għani għani strutturati li konna ċertu prezentazzjoni jietru u kum dawn. Għax jifiri jek tinti tista tajden na naqra xem mux meħx kull wahda, tu mejka sewer, għax għana maqra jomx id-detaj, tu mejka sewer xem mux meħx li huma red lines għal-pajizna.
Dakku l-iskop, li kienet b-disteġi jiet wahda. Apparti daw, apparti s-sistiġeri ta' għandu l-iskutini jom, jifiri jikolti kollu da, xim id-dokument, fil-xar, li ma jistaxkun, la'u, jabbanu s-sow, rispet kollu, u fil-dettal, u laqqa saħan. Allora jekk aħna nidentifikaw 4 or 5. U ngħidu dax-xar ma nikkonċentraw fuq da. Jekk hemm bżonn anke nġibu nies esperti fuq laqsam li jkellmuna fuqha, u nagħmluha sew. Bħala skrutinju l-aktar. Iva, ma kieku hemm xi ħaġa li tinteressana nistgħu.
Però
issa jkun li se kemm naslu għaliha, ikonna bżonn esperti. Inti trid forsi kienet tgħidilna li nara fuq dima lafu.
Ejdin naftit, kien. Ejdin naftit inti kien. Ejda qdu l-ewwel waħda u d-diriġina fil-qosor xinu għax mu biex hekk jerdu.
Ta' 71 ħana.
Għax inkella. Bażikament anke biex nisirakom laskom għamini f'minari ġbir u ma kienx hemm id-darba każi jarqu ħanejtek. Zejn naħseb li hemm naħsbu li hemm briġ. Mux ġifiri kolla kemmuma. Hemm ħafna minnhom ukoll biex kunu tafu mela qabel ma kemm bis-71 biex ġas insellaħkom magħhom iktar kienu wkoll fuq kwistjoni ta' emenda ta' liġi eżistenti u fuq kwistjoni ta' prassi bażikament leġislattiva fejn kien hemm waħda l-mod tal-kelma che la TGMN database ti rifletti certo tipo di lead mille sventriti, ci dallo delegated acts, da perché non proceduro ora, nemmeno forse te vede. Wahna dalle stadio della sussidiarietà col marito non era basicamente l'azione fa in andata tihet, ovviamente qui questioni tal emendita ligi, emendata ligi europea, bil force tettemen dall'Unione Europea, le va, stat membru, o attando i cum, mandu il saha al potere li abadu emendi, jamel emendare legislazioni europee. Issa, li guarda 721. Il 721 ti tratta il VET return, u l-proposta bazzikament ti proponi li ti standardizza din il-VET return. Issa, għabeċen iċtien il-kota just three lines mill-explanatory memorandum, l-ewwel l-introduction taħħa, the VET system requires businesses to complete periodic VET returns, detailing information necessary for the payment and control of VET. And this can be especially complex when submitting VET returns in different member states. U din hija punt li nitropkom iżommu naqfuhom għax ħan nirritorna li hija punt importanti. Basikament l-aħħar biċċa l-iktar li it requires businesses to complete periodic VET returns, detailing information necessary for the payment and control of VET. And this can be especially complex when submitting VET returns in different member states. Jiġifieri meta għandek kumpanija li hija cross-border company u trid tirritorna l-VET return f'pajjiżi differenti, iktar minn pajjiż wieħed jiġifieri. Issa, mela nafu x'inhi l-ħaġa għandek inti il-VET return li l-business jridu jirritornaw, di proposta ħa tagħmel formula standardized across the EU. Mela, fimni, pluttost straightforward, memx fejn titfixkel. Issa, bħala pożizzjoni ta' parlamenti, kien hemm iktar minn tal-Germania, kien hemm tal-Polonja, is-sena Poli Seni, il-Dutch, ukoll, ġifieri tliet parlamenti, għax il-Polonja maqsuma fitni, ġiex kmamal, u dawn il-koll l-estrew l-iskrutinju, u maraw ma sabux breach. L-oħrajn kienu wkoll bdew l-iskrutinju però ħadd ma wera li hemm breach. Issa, il-Ġermaniżi, il-German Bundesrat, wkoll wara jhom imbagħad anke l-Franċiżi, ma l-Franċiżi terġa' pożizzjoni iktar vaga minn tal-Ġermaniżi, biex nikkonċentra fuq tal-Ġermaniżi, dawrew li hawn breach. Issa jien personalment ma naqbilx mal-raġunament tal-reasoned opinion Ġermaniża u dik waħda minnhom, dik fil-fatt u bażikament ktieb fid-dettal fil-konklużi, ħantikom naqa summarizzejra għaliex ma naqbilx li fil-verità hemm breach u anke jekk hemm il-pożizzjoni tal-Ġermanja mhux argument tajjeb. Mela, l-ewwel qed jgħidu rigward uniformity, ġifieri jekk tgħidu segwu f'conclusion page 3 l-aħħar paragraf qiegħed. Huma qed jgħidu li bażikament din mhux uniform biżejjed, ġifieri ma tistax seħilha standard, għax il-proposta qiegħda tgħid li hemm items ta' informazzjoni li business jridu jniżlu u bażikament hemm ħafna minnhom li huma optional. Le, jien qed naqra mill-konklużjoni mhux qed naqra, qed nispjega l-konklużjoni tiegħi paġna tlieta tar-rapport tiegħi. Li ovvjament irrifletti l-opinjoni tal-Bundesrat. Issa, il-proposta bażikament ħadd tagħmel il-formula ħajkun hemm diversi options u għandek il-business li jrid jimla ċertu jagħżel fields jisom minnhom u jniżel. Bħal meta jkollna l-formula tagħna niżel name, address, whatever, da ovvjament affarijiet li għandhom x'jasmu mal-opera tal-business. Issa, il-member states ħajkollhom il-flessibilità li jagħżlu li jagħtu fields jgħidu smajna nirrikjedi li daw jitniżlu, liħor jista' jiddeċiedi oħrajn. U din il-Ġermaniż qed jiġġezzjonaw, però jew ma naħwix tajjeb, jew ma nafx il-regulation il-proposta qiegħda tgħid li hemm ħames fields li ħajkunu compulsory. ġifieri l-element ta' standardization ġaqjat hemmhekk għax dawk il-ħamsa ħajkunu kollha l-istess. Issa mbagħad ħajkun hemm option imma dik ħaġa oħra u dik taġevola s-sistema ta' kull stat membru. Jiġri għax ħaġa pożittiva mhux negattiva u semmaj naħseb tgħin il-każ ta' sussidjarjetà mhux tmur kontriha. Barra minn hekk ħaġa oħra li naħseb ma femux l-iskop tal-proposta, kif rajt l-ewwel. Din iktar qiegħda indirizzata mhux għall-istat membru u għall-amministrazzjoni tal-istat membru, iżda biex tiffaċilita x-xogħol tal-businesses li jaffaċċjaw amministrazzjonijiet differenti kif rajtilkom mill-Commission Experience Memorandum stess. Jiġifieri għalihom xorta ħadkun forma standardized għax da bażikament business peress li għandu daw the same five compulsory fields. Jista' jimla ħajsib quddiem wiċċu ħajsib l-istess form bażikament u jista' jimla daw il-ħames fields across the EU. So għalih diġà kien hemm value added li hija waħda mill-prerequisiti biex inti tiġġustifika azzjoni minnaħa tal-EU. Issa kien hemm dak argument li personalment nara li ma jreġġix minnaħa tal-Ġermaniżi. Għax member states, they cannot exempt dawk il-ħames fields li semmejt. Sempliċement mill-oħrajn jistgħu jiġifieri xorta hemm element ta' standardization. Issa, wara mbagħad ukoll qalu di xaġa interessanti anke torbot ma' tal-epo kumbinazzjoni, jiġifieri nistgħu anke wkoll nitgħallmu anke għall-futur. Avoli aħna ma kellniex bżonn ukollha x'kamminieti fl-epo aħna jekk tista' sejħilha bħala achievement fil-communication tal-epo il-commission. Tinnota li aħna fil-fatt konna indirizzajna l-element ta' sostituta b'mod tajjeb, kien hemm xi sentenza fejn qed-turi qed timplika li aħna konna permezz ma' aw flimkien ma' parlament ieħor konna qegħdin nifformulaw argument tajjeb. Fil-waqt li ħafna parlamenti oħra ma kienux għax kienu qed jindirizzaw affarijiet li m'għandhomx jaqsmu ma' sussidjarjetà. U hawnhekk din naħseb il-problema tal-Bundesrat ukoll f'din l-opinjon kif qed inti li qed kif qal il-chairman li qed tindirizza li bażikament qed jgħidu sma din aħna kellna sistema aħjar. Issa kif qalet il-Commission meta tkellmet fuq l-EPO, il-prinċipju ta' sussidjarjetà ma jitkellimx fuq l-effiċenza ta' pajjiż membru wieħed u il-sistema Ewropea, imma il-sistema Ewropea ma' sistemi in generali tal-Member States. Ġifri, jekk il-Member States, jekk tista' tiġġeneralizza u tgħid, mhumiex kapaċi jilaħħu jew iwasslu għall-oġġettivi msemmin just through their action, unilateral action, mela dik huwa każ sort biex l-Unjoni tintervjeni. Irrespettivament minn kif pajjiż wieħed, per eżempju l-Iżvezja u l-Ġermanja għandha sistema tajba għax xorta għadha di kwistjoni ta' Unjoni, mhux kwistjoni ta' jsek għandek il-pajjiż tagħna għax kunsil wieħed m'għandux problema jew qed jiddilja magħha tajjeb mela ma ddaħħalx liġi li ma tagħmilx sens u inti tara l-pajjiż eżha ħol.
The draft directive also makes it impossible to utilize the instruments used to date to combat fraud, yet does not provide any suitable alternative to replace these. In the light of this, the goal cited by the Commission, namely avoiding distortions of competition by combating fraud, cannot be attained. This also gives rise to the risk of higher losses of tax revenues for the member state and hence constitutes a threat to national budgets. This negative effect for national budgets is also exacerbated by the opinion by the option for companies with annual turnover of less than 2 million euros to submit value added tax returns on a quarterly basis. Dawa speċi barra mill-kuntest qed taraħ dal il-situazzjoni jew xini
il-tejk tiegħek taħħa? Jien naħseb kwistjoni ta' sussidjarjetà fil-fatt ma tantx hija flok. I mean iktar kwistjoni ta' skrutinju.
Il-Bundesrat qed jipprova jibgħat messaġġ hawnhekk
le commissioni a di fine l'evaluazione che
ovviamente ti bat messa c'è tipo reason to
be le ma diario al reason to be alea vediamo شخص جغرافي اللي ما عليش اذن اراو
لا لا ovviamente ti amel dan il punto li da però di mis questioni tra le questioni tra anche la buona tiene questione dal ministero sapevi da delle sta una no la menatana le le ashia mi mis haja che è ca passo per questione da sussidia che ta mi mis dibattibili da ta juma ti aidu le haizi ora in haidu le mis è questione di tolector fi detta
la domsa annasat neita ya nar
le le ibri nistawa lek fil fat Imma xuwa billi nikonsultaw il-gvern fuqa, di korrekt, mish problema.
Ġviri, skużawni se jikolli. Ġviri, ma bdagħix dal-istadju il-pozizjoni tal-gvern.
Le, tal-gvern ma.
Le, mish fil-rapport, infatti, ma għandekx informazzjoni aktar.
Le.
Għat memx pozizjoni
fuq, le.
Forse il-parir, ma nafx, għalli wahdi posponi biex anki jek ikun hemm pozizjoni tal-gvern, mistax li ġejjin, mhux hekk qabel. Qabel il-deadline dal-Kumitat jikkonsidra jikkonsidra dik
il-proposizzjoni.
Naħseb illi.
Skużawni.
Naħseb. Ifhem. Il-Pollak ukoll qed jgħidu li
jsejħu. Sex ma' membri naħdem il-ferm jagħmlux ma' dil-proposta.
Konkludew l-istinju.
Qalu li m'hemmx.
Le m'hemmx. Il-Franċiżi kellhom xi punti wkoll ma.
Għajina naħseb li nieħdu il-punt li għamel dr. Zawxkarjema tal-pozizjoni u forsi naraw
naħseb.
Qabel ma nieħdu u dinħallu appending anka kien problema għandna ġew. Jiena naħseb li għal proposti l-oħra jekk intkom ma tixtiequx li niddiskutu xi waħda partikolari. Fil-każ nistgħu neħduhom bħala li mhumiex il-proposti l-oħra qegħdin. Jiksru l-prinċipju ta' sussidjarjetà u fuq dawk immexxu. Fuq is-71 ħanħallu fidej kanit biex jara naqra pożizzjoni ta' gvern xini u jekk ikun hemm bżonn nerġgħu ntellgħu għal. U jekk fil-każ m'għandniex aktar mhux niddiskutu nxollju għal għada is-sitta fil-għaxija. Nirringrazzjakom ħafna.